You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Welcome to the program to put some money where his fantasies are on the Fantasy Sports Network. Another Game Time Decisions, another full house. We've got some great guests on the program this afternoon. We're going to send it to Las Vegas, Nevada, Ted Sportsbook and Casino. Teddy Covers steps up and in and joins us, a.k.a. Ted Safransky, sportsmemo.com, one of the Covers experts, daily videos over at sportsbookreview.com, and a weekly appearance with us right here on the Fantasy Sports Television Network. Ted Safransky joins us. We're going to run the gauntlet with Teddy. We'll talk NFL football. We'll talk college football. We'll talk NBA basketball. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll throw like six games at Teddy, and maybe he'll tell us, well, yeah, I like this one. I've got action on this one. Paul Bovey's going to step up and in. I don't even know where Paul is today. I don't know. He might be in Florida. He might be in California. He might be in Las Vegas. Paul Bovey will be with us. I know that. I can tell you that much. Joe Lisi. Joe Lisi's going to be with us. I think Joe's in Long Island. All right. Joe's checking in from Long Island today. And I'm looking forward to throwing it down with Joe. Is we're not going to be in Long Island in a couple of weeks, but we will be at that Buffalo Bill New York Jet football game. As you know, when I looked at this game, you know, before the year started, I was like, damn, I'd like to go to that game, but it's not going to mean anything. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to go all the way. I'm not going to go to this game. I'm not going to go to a Bills-Jets game at MetLife if it's a meaningless, stupid game. But it's not a meaningless, stupid game. And you look at the standings right now, it's wide open. All right? It's going to be a battle. Buffalo Bills need to get it done this week against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But nevertheless, we got a football game on the board tonight. You know, so basically, I don't even know why they're playing this game tonight. You know, just right now, hit refresh on your sportsbook. All right? Go to your account right now. Hit refresh at your sportsbook account. Just hit refresh, and you're going to see you've already won the money. You took Kansas City. You already won. All right? There's no need to play this game. And I can't wait tonight. What's the network tonight? Is it CBS? Or is it NFL Network? What do they do on Thursdays? So I guess it's simulcast on both, whatever. So, yeah, they're kind of lame, actually, CBS. I don't even think they do a pick segment, do they? Yeah, actually, they do. Don't they have Cowher and Dion and everything in NFL Network? It's true. So, yeah, I can't wait tonight to see all the experts, so-called experts, the panelists. And these guys are experts. Deion Sanders, the guy's a freaking legend. All right? But I said it before, and I'll say it again. Because you're a NFL Hall of Famer doesn't mean you can pick winners. And they're all going to take the Chiefs tonight. And like I said, I can't find one person. I asked everybody in this building, anybody. Even my boy, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, is on the Chiefs tonight. I'm not seeing it, man. You know, the same people that said that the Raiders suck, and have you seen the Raiders play, are the same people that said the New York Giants didn't have a hope in hell on Sunday night. I think we got a live dog tonight in this football game. So we're going to talk football. L.A. Dodgers, are the Cubs a live dog right now? The Cubs back in this. Dodgers better get it done today. They got Clayton Kershaw on the hill. They don't want to stretch this thing out and not have their ace in their back pocket anymore. And I think the Dodgers will get it done. So we got a ton of stuff to get to, ton of picks to get to as well. So without further ado, we're less than 2 weeks into the National Hockey League regular season right now. So it's a little bit too early to hit the panic button if your favorite team isn't winning at the rate that you'd like them to win at. But in some cities, the situation is a little bit different. And in some cities, patience is a little bit thinner. And Montreal being one of them, in which patience is thin, yet the Montreal Canadiens fans have given the Montreal Canadiens a lot of leeway over the years. The Montreal Canadiens have the highest average ticket price in the National Hockey League. Like, seriously, they're charging, like, on average, $197 a ticket. I'm from Montreal, okay? I haven't lived there in a while, but I was there last month or six, whatever, in the summer. I was there in August. So I know this city. I used to host a Montreal Canadiens post-game show. I know this market. I know this city inside out. It's not a rich market. You know, if you walk down a street in Montreal, every second damn building is boarded up right now, okay? Next to, like, Ubisoft. I've said it before, and I'll say it a million times, and I mean it, and it's true, Quebec, all right? The only people that make money in Montreal are cocaine dealers, strippers, mobster construction companies, and computer programmers. It's a big computer place. Ubisoft, EA, all that stuff in Montreal. Everybody else is broke, all right? Everybody else is broke. You know how much rent is in Montreal? It's like $500 a month, man. I was at a buddy's place the other day. Guy's got a one-bedroom apartment. I asked him, what are you paying? He said, $550 a month. $550 a month. So it'll cost you half a month's rent to get into one hockey game, in other words. Like, you know, the correlation. I don't know if there's a poorer city in the league, to be honest with you. And don't tell me Detroit, all right? Detroit's got a new baseball stadium, a new football field, a new hockey arena, okay? Montreal can't finish a damn roof. Anyways, so is it too early to panic? And I'm hearing even my boy Chris Meany said, Morency, you got to chill out. And Meany, you know, I think I could have kicked Meany's dog and he would have been less upset than me telling him that his Habs suck, okay? I hate to tell the Montreal Canadiens fans, you're terrible. You're an irrelevant franchise that's getting shafted, but you're too blinded. You know, you're like a bunch of people that go to the church. Hallelujah! I'm going to save you all, Jean Beliveau, Boris Richard, Ken Dryden, give me your money, give me your money. You know, it's like a blind, devoted freaking cult, okay? And it hasn't just been seven games. It's been 24 years of crap, all right? You know who one of the greatest Canadian players in history is? Guy Lafleur. You know what Guy Lafleur says about Max Pacioretty? You're not going to win. I listen to Guy, okay? I listen to Guy instead of Marc Bergevin. And hey, Bergevin, how many coaches are you going to fire before you have to look in the mirror? You're fired. You're fired. You're lucky you've lasted as long as you have. And all I hear, oh, Mr. Molson's such a nice man, though. He wants to win. Yeah, he's a nice man. I'd be a nice man, too, if I was making $250 million a year off a team that hasn't won a Stanley Cup in 24 years. Who ruined your decade? So let's go over the numbers here. All right, still early. All right, Habs are now 1-5-1. They've been outscored by 16 goals through seven games. That's hard to do. Oh, yeah, so it's the worst goal differential since when? 1917. You guys are the biggest joke in 100 years. 100 years. There's been a lot of bad teams, too, with the Montreal Canadiens. Like, yeah, oh, we have to get rid of P.K. Subban. We don't like him in the room. So you're going to get rid of a good guy in a room for a bunch of losers that go to Shea Paray every night. Oh, Max Pacioretty didn't get along. Screw you, Max Pacioretty. Who the hell are you? What have you done? Nothing. Nothing. Carey Price doesn't deserve this. If I'm Carey Price's agent, I'd demand a freaking trade. And listen, I know it sucks, but you got to smash this thing up, all right? Or at the very least, fire Marc Bergevin. All right, I'll fire Julien, bring Therrien back again. It's always the coach's fault. It's never the players. Stop kissing these players' asses. If you see a Montreal Canadian player and you're on the street of Montreal, don't say, can I get a selfie with you? Tell him you suck. You're an embarrassment to the city. That's the problem. All you people throw money at them. Oh, you take my money, please, please. Ole, ole, ole. We haven't won in 24 years. Ole, ole, ole. Wake up. Dead last in goals scored. Dead last in goal differential. Ranked 28th in goals allowed. There's some great numbers you guys are putting up, boys. You know, I don't like ripping this team. I don't enjoy it. I've grown up a Montreal Canadiens fan. I went to Stanley Cup parades every summer as a kid. Man, there ain't no parades. The only parade in Montreal now is the Gay Pride Parade. There ain't no Stanley Cup parade. And there won't be anytime soon either. You got to break it up. Trade Carey Price. Get rid of Pacioretty. Start over. I don't know. Why don't you trade for P.K. Subban and bring him back? But in all sincerity, you look at the Leafs, you look at the Oilers, you look at the Penguins, it's the NHL, you can't win, man, with middle-of-the-road stuff. And it's not even a Canadian's fault, and it's not Bergeron's fault. Nobody wants to move from Quebec. I'm from Quebec, and I wouldn't move there. I'm from there, and I wouldn't move there. Nobody wants to get taxed up the ass. Nobody wants their kids to be told what language they're going to speak. The only way you're going to do this is if you get stars and you draft young. Otherwise, enjoy your ole oles. Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues.
Quarterback to receiver hookups. running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. We are live. I am Gabriel Morenci. All right, we've got a great show today. Real solid stuff. Paul Bovey's going to join us. NBA basketball is back. I've been getting screwed hard, man, this week. And my NBA picks, hit or miss. Nice pick last night. We told you Houston were in a bad spot. Sacramento did get the cover. I got a little greedy by trying to hit that Sacramento money line. Sacramento is still going to be an interesting team moving forward, guys. They're still trying to figure out the team chemistry, and that's something that we're going to see a lot of this year in the NBA out of the gate with the teams. A lot of new players on these teams, guys, across the league. So tonight we've got some NBA basketball. Speaking of players, I'm not really sure, actually, if the Chicago Bulls have five guys for tonight's game. I used to do the ABA, okay? You know, ABA basketball. And it sounds prestigious, Dr. J and stuff, but not when I did it, all right? So I did ABA basketball, and there were a couple of times. I remember the team from Boston. I think they were the Boston Breakers or something like that. They showed up, and they actually showed up a couple hours early, and they said, listen, we need two players. We're two players short. So they went to the local university, and they said, listen, we need two players, but you can't get paid because it'll mess with your eligibility. But if you guys want to play without getting paid... So they had two dudes from the McGill Redmen just play for the Boston team. Once the show is over, I'm going to run down to the Air Canada Center, actually. I'm going to go tell the Bulls, listen, I played in the NBA hooping up a couple of years in a row. You know, I used to live on the streets in Los Angeles, and I used to play basketball all night. So I can shoot the ball. So if you guys are looking for somebody, you know, because what? Bobby Portis is suspended for 8 games. Mirotic is out for 8 weeks, if not more, because he got his face fractured. That's the definition, too. Not even fractured collarbone, broken nose. You look at the headline, fractured face. So he's got a fractured face. Everybody's out for the Bulls tonight. We can go down the list. Let's bring in Teddy right now. Let's send it to Ted's Sportsbook and Casino, the VIP. The VIP lounge. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, how are you today, Mr. Morenci? What's the good word?
A lot of stuff, Teddy. I got a lot of games to throw at you here.
All right, that's fine. I mean, this is one of those days, man. We have NHL, MLB, NBA, NFL all in the same day. This only happened 17 times in the history of sports.
And college football. Are you serious? So it's only 17 days that we've ever had like this all together?
Baseball, football, you know, NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL all on the same day.
Interesting. 17. Wow. I was going to say, why would that be? But it's because the NBA just tipped off 2 weeks earlier than normal.
True.
Yeah, that's great. That's interesting. College basketball is around the corner, man. What is it? Not next Friday. Was it 2 weeks now? Next Friday or the Friday after?
Yeah, I've already started looking at my blue ribbon. ribbon in hand.
I gotta jump in. So what, the blue ribbon, that's the equivalent of the Phil Steele for like the college for basketball?
Better.
Yeah.
Right. Nothing against Phil Steele, but the Phil Steele magazine, the predictive, the people are interested in his predictions in terms of your content for each team. You know, you can find better content. Blue ribbon, you're not gonna find better content, you know, for players or for the team or for the program.
Well, that's me, Teddy. When I get a season preview, I'm not really looking for predictions more. I want solid, accurate information about the roster.
Exactly. And Blue Ribbon does that very well for college basketball. Yeah. Nobody does it better.
I like college basketball too, Teddy. You know, football, you know, you study all this stuff. Football can be a grind, man. You know, there's so many players. Like college basketball, I like, it's like, oh, yeah, I know that five, right? It's like the mind can pick that up, the recruits, all this freshman. It's easier just sort of retain. I like it. So let's jump in NFL football tonight, Teddy. Kansas City Chiefs are laying 3 points. I got to tell you, I was kidding earlier off the top of the show. I said, if you already played the Chiefs, just hit refresh in your sportsbook account right now. They already paid you. Chiefs already won the game, according to every expert out there. I did a little quick poll in the Fantasy Sports Network. I said, hey, guys, who likes the Chiefs tonight? Everybody put their hand up. I haven't seen anybody anywhere, and I'm seeing the numbers. You know, Alex Smith, 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, last 10 games against this team. Derek Carr, 0-5 against the Chiefs. Alex Smith, 9-1 last 10 games against the Raiders, etc. You go down the list, and all these, you know, Covers.com, Vegas Insider, SBR, they're all going to have these permanent, you know, these permanent trends and numbers up, and people are going to go, oh, my God. I swear, Teddy, the opposite always happens. And not to mention 70% of the Covers consensus on the Chiefs tonight.
But, yeah, I mean, there's certainly a case that you can make for the Oakland Raiders if you want to bet against the public. And if you believe that what you've seen from Oakland over the last 4 weeks is not the real Oakland Raiders. Certainly when it comes to, you know, who's got the pressure tonight, this is Oakland's season, and it's not Kansas City season. Let's be very clear about that. The Raiders go to 2-5. We can stick in a fork in them. They're done. So from an intensity standpoint, you can understand the love. Or I can understand your love for the Raiders. And certainly when we look at any of the series history, where Kansas City pretty much shut down Derek Carr twice last year.
Yeah.
And we look at what happened the previous year, again, where Andy Reid has kind of owned Jack Del Rio so far. We look at what's happened this year on Thursday Night Football. There's only one home team that's won and covered all year, you know, on Thursday night. That's Green Bay in the game that Chicago gave them like 5 touchdowns. literally, that's the only home team to cover. So the whole trend
Which is crazy because, yeah, night. Coming into the not, year, it was like 68% blindly that the home team won Thursday nights.
Not this year, you know. So, again, and
okay, but sort of that's sort of like, though, Teddy, these damn trends. Remember, the Thursday teams that played on Thursday night were 8-0 against the spread until last week, and now they're 8-2 against the spread.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm not a guy that's going to bet trends blindly.
Yeah.
You know, if the trend fits to my handicap, we can use it as part of the analysis. The trend itself is not something that I'm particularly excited about. So, but when it comes to the Thursday night. But
so an eyeball test, though, were the Chiefs blowing teams out every week this year?
Chiefs have been pretty good, you know. I mean, prior to last week, Kansas City is my number one power-ranked team in the NFL. Now they're banged up, and that's a big issue here for Kansas City, where you talk about why has the offense exploded this year. It exploded this year because they had Kareem Hunt running the football, and Tyreek Hill's made a bunch of plays downfield in the passing game. You know, both those guys aren't 100% for tonight, and a short week with travel doesn't help either guy. But for me, you know, the bigger question is, what's the story with Oakland? You know, we saw Carr back last week, but it wasn't Carr.
I know. They pushed him back too soon. Like, will he be better now with another week under his belt?
Short week. It's not a full week. He didn't get his normal rest in, yeah. You know. And Derek Carr wasn't right to receive the quarterback. I mean, this is the whole concept of Crabtree and Cooper as being the elite receivers. Amari Cooper's been terrible this year.
Crabtree
hasn't exactly picked up the slack. You know, you talk about, the Donald Penn on the offensive line, a multi-year Pro Bowler, 12-year veteran, saying, our offensive line stinks right now. So Oakland's offense doesn't work. Maybe it works on a short week against Kansas City. The Chiefs do have one defensive vulnerability. They have not been very good stopping the run so far.
I know, and the Raiders can't run. That's the problem
that's the
pisses
problem.
Me Hopefully off. I know, it's just how it read my mind. I'm like, you know, the one looking for that soft sort of, where's the belly here? Well, we could run the ball in the Chiefs. Yeah, not with Marshawn Lynch or not.
Well, you can get 3 yards in a cloud of dust with Lynch. That's what he does. That's what he's always done. And it was enough in Seattle, obviously, with the defense and the quarterback play from Russell Wilson to win the Super Bowl. You know, Derek Carr's not Russell Wilson right now. And Oakland's defense
is a long
way from being Seattle's defense.
Derek Carr's not David Carr right now.
he's David Carr right now. Yeah, he is David Carr right now.
Did you know there's a third one? It's like there's Eli, there's Peyton, and there's Cooper.
Right.
There's Derek, there's David. There's actually a third Carr. I'm not kidding.
Is he coming up or is he already done?
Darren Carr. No, he's done. He's the football head coach at Bakersfield High School.
All right, there you go. Yeah, football family.
I didn't really. Yeah, there's a third one, of course. Just a little trivia there for you. Darren Carr.
I need more trivia on a daily basis.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know. I'm sure you do. Okay, so I don't know. I can't sit here and really tell you any like legitimate strong reasons that the Raiders are going to win this game. But the NFL is a strange league, Teddy, as we saw with the Giants and the Broncos on Sunday night. Logic doesn't always come into play, man.
Yeah, no game, no matter how it looks on paper, no game is over before it starts.
Yeah, good point. Or over till it's over. All right, college football tonight. I don't know, man. Like, last couple of days, Teddy, I've actually been thinking, maybe I'll put a dime on this. I was sort of like, this is a load-up game for me tonight. Now I'm wussing out a couple hours from kickoff with the Memphis Tigers against Houston Cougars. It's down to 2.5 right now. You know, Memphis are clearly a better football team, in my opinion, than Houston are.
Yeah. Yes, Memphis is probably a better football team than Houston.
So it sounds like this game worries you a little. Yeah.
There's a lot not to like about Memphis in this short week. Coming up, and Houston, of course, laid an egg against Tulsa last Saturday. Memphis had an egg on the road earlier this season as well.
Yep.
But the short week for the Tigers, and again, you played Navy. You were forced 5 midshipman turnovers. The Navy doesn't turn the ball over 5 times, ever. Give the Memphis defense credit. But even with a +4 turnover edge for the game, they still didn't cover the number against Navy last week. Now they're ranked for the first time since 2015. Uh-oh, ranked team going on the road.
Yeah.
And on a short week, Riley Tate Norvell, Ferguson's worried about it. The quotes coming out of the Memphis commercial appeal weren't pretty this week.
Ferguson's gotten better. Like, he struggled out of the gate a little bit, and he said after that UCF game, that'll never happen again. I gotta step up. I like this kid. I think he's better in packs than Lynch, and Lynch was a first-round draft pick. So Ferguson's got some NFL potential, in my opinion.
He might. I mean, the thing that everyone loved about Lynch is the size. You know, I mean, when it comes to quarterbacks, one thing that we don't always realize, you know, handicapping on our couch is how big and strong somebody is. And the quarterbacks who are, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 200-something, you know, 220, 230, 240, they get a lot more love than the, you know, 6'1", 205-pound guys, which I think Riley Ferguson is at the NFL level.
Yeah, which is actually wrong, too. These guys are
I'm looking it up. I'm going to see what he is.
I say Riley Ferguson, he's 6'4". I'll give him 225.
All right, okay, I'll find it in just a second.
Yeah, he's 6'4". He's got a nice can of an arm, but he's not the modern NFL quarterback. Like, I think Lamar Jackson's a modern NFL quarterback. Okay, 6'4", 210, says Warman. So, a little skinnier, 6'4", 210. Thanks, Warman, in the booth. Okay, not a love. What about the total tonight, Teddy? It was 59.5. Houston haven't been scoring a ton of points. But Memphis's defense is, you know, pedestrian would actually be an insult to people that walk to work. you know what I'm saying. Like, so Houston should be able to score on this Memphis team, and Memphis can basically score on anybody. So what do you make of the total?
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. We saw some under money in this ball game. Not my money. If I was betting the total, I would have to look at the over tonight for the exact reasons that you mentioned. I don't trust Memphis's defense. I do trust Memphis's offense. Memphis, not a team that we expect to see totaled in the 50s on a regular basis.
I want to get to Teddy's power rankings, but we've got to get to the baseball and some NBA here. So I'll go over to Covers Experts. Teddy does a weekly power rankings NFL with interesting little tidbits about all 32 National Football League teams. All
right, you see where I put the Packers?
Let me see, you plummeted them, Packers, Packers, Packers. Ooh, I'm looking.
Keep scrolling down.
I'm looking. Whoa, 28.
I got him 28th right now.
Not a believer in Brett Hundley, huh?
It's nothing to do with Brett Hundley. Green Bay has no starting offensive line.
All the other injuries.
The secondary.
Yeah.
No, they had three.
So you like the Saints stringers this week then?
I'm sorry?
You like the Saints?
It'd be Saints or pass.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Dave brought that up, too. Everyone's talking about the quarterback situation. No, they got no line either. They got nothing. They're beaten down.
Again, three, not second stringers, three third stringers on the offensive line in the second half last week. That's a problem.
Yeah, and it's poor Hundley. He's going to be judged by that, too, right?
Because of course he is.
Yeah, common man. Oh, look at Hundley. I can't do this, can't do that. I know.
So, David Carr is still being judged by the Houston Texans offensive line.
Yeah, good point.
that ruined his career.
Yeah. Did you say Derek or Darren or David? Got Dodgers and Cubs tonight. Cubs have a little life. Dodgers got to nail this down. I mean, yeah, they got 2 games in their back pocket going back home, but their best pitcher's on the hill tonight. So you don't want to have Rich Hill, pardon the pun. You don't want to have the Rich Hills of the world in must-win games down the road here. They got to nail this down tonight.
Yes and no. I mean, let's not forget, the Dodgers, it's not just about the starting pitching. they have a huge bullpen edge over just about
anyone. No, I know. I shouldn't say it's not a panic. I'll say they'll want to nail this down tonight. Last
of course
night,
they wanted
maybe,
to nail it down last night.
Nah, but it wasn't the same desperate. Not the same subconsciously. I think after losing tonight, it'll be more like, all right, let's stop screwing around. Let's finish this off.
Yeah, and when it comes to betting on or against the Dodgers right now, I'll tell you flat out, if I'm playing a Dodgers game, I'm betting on the Dodgers. I think this team will win the World Series. I think they're the best team in baseball. When you look at this lineup, which has out-hit the Cubs in every game, you know, last night the difference was obviously three solo home runs versus two, but the Dodgers had 10 other base runners, didn't take advantage of it, couldn't get any of them across home plate. That's not been the case for them throughout the course of the series. This team is taking great at-bats, and everything Dave Roberts is doing is basically working. You know, the price isn't right. I don't love laying this type of price with Kershaw, who has shown vulnerability in the postseason. He's shown vulnerability in the postseason this year. So I'm not excited about laying a $1.60 plus with the Dodgers tonight, but I don't want Chicago. I don't want the Cubs. The Cubs are going to lose this series. They got enough to get by last night, but it's not a – I don't look at last night's game as a different changer, a difference maker in this series. The Dodgers are still the better of these two teams by a pretty wide margin.
NBA triple header this evening, Bulls at Raptors, Raps laying 13, 208.5. Knicks and the Thunder, ironically enough, Carmelo Anthony's first game as an Oklahoma City Thunder is against his former team in the New York Knicks. And, of course, as I stated earlier on the radio show, tonight, guys, we have the debut of maybe the greatest athlete, best player, a combination of Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, LeBron James in one will revolutionize the game and change the game forever. And the Lakers will probably go 80-2 this year. Lonzo Ball's debut tonight.
Sure. Money pouring in on the Clippers and the under.
I know.
You know, and when I say pouring, I mean it's pouring in. There were 4.5s earlier, bet up to 5. Now we're looking at 6s across the board. Total's been bet down. We're seeing under money here. And I can understand it. When you think about the Lakers with a rookie point guard, and it's not just, you know, a rookie point guard. You know, they're starting 3 1-and-dones in terms of Brandon Ingram, Randall and Brandon Ingram. So this was a horrific defensive team last year based on points per 100 possessions. The Lakers in 2016-17 under Luke Walton were the single worst defensive team so far this decade. And now you're putting in a one-and-done guy at point guard who doesn't play a whole lot. You know, he didn't play a whole lot of defense.
I'm taking the over, Teddy.
But the problem is the Lakers, I mean, you can count on the Lakers turning the ball over a lot. You can count on a lot of wasted possessions. I'm not sold on the Clips being any good at all. All right. You know,
really?
The markets are still high on the Clips, and here's a chance for Blake Griffin to be a superstar. And oh, look at DeAndre Jordan. One thing I'll say this, no way I lay with the Clippers tonight. They had nobody healthy in the preseason. None of these guys were on the floor together. And all the quotes from Doc Rivers talking about tonight's game were, we're not ready. I don't have rotations down. These guys don't know each other yet. That's not a team I want to lay points with, especially when the line's getting steamed up.
Ted Savransky with us. We got to get out of here, Teddy. But I agree with the Clippers. I think the Clippers on paper, you look at the Clippers, I think they could be good with the unit that they have. I don't mind the roster. But I think it'd be foolhardy to believe that Blake Griffin's not going to get hurt at some point in time, right? Again, like that's you're banging on Blake Griffin staying healthy and carrying your team. You're in trouble. We got to get out of here. Check out Teddy's picks over at Covers Experts, sportsmemo.com, and his daily videos over at the SBR YouTube page, Sports Bit with Paulie Howard. Thanks, Teddy.
Cheers. Have a great day.
There's that Ted Savransky. I want to take a quick break. Paul Bovey steps up and in. We talk some football, basketball.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. and you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. This segment brought to you by Dober.games. Fantasy sports just got a lot easier to play and win with the hottest new games by Dober.games. Create at least three matchups you want and you're good to go. Make any combination of matchups. Play quarterbacks, wide receivers. You can mix and match sports as well. So a good example, guys. So this is fantasy sports, but it's not like the other ones, where you're competing against 300,000 people and whoever has the best score. Over at Dober.games, they basically just put like player props up. So it'll be like over under fantasy points for Derek Carr tonight. You pick over or under, you pick three players, but you can mix a football up with a basketball, NBA tonight if you want. So you pick three matchups, you get paid 6-1. That's a nice payout. Dober.games, the fastest, easiest way to play daily fantasy sports now. Use promo code PUNT to enter a free contest with cash prizes just for joining up. It's free. All right, that's promo code PUNT. All caps. You can win cash fast and easy at Dober.games. Sign up now at Dober.games. I actually went to the pharmacy the other night and bought a credit card specifically to sign up at Dober.games. I'm looking forward to playing tonight. All right, let's bring in Paul Povey right now. And I know Paul's going to have some action going in. Tonight we got NFL and NBA. Paul, ready or not, the NBA is back, buddy. You ready to roll?
It's here. Inauspicious beginning, Gabe. Last night I got sucked into New Orleans. No point guard, no Rondo, no assists. They lose.
You know, I got sucked into that game as well. I had a couple of winners. I was on the Sixers last night, covered plus the points. Sacramento Kings covered plus the points. Loser Pelicans. Loser Miami Heat laying the points on the road.
Yeah, that stunk. I caught a few second halves. Utah looked very impressive in the second half of that game. They fell behind by double digits and just at one point in the fourth quarter on a 20-3 run and just win going away. They looked really good last night without Gordon Hayward. And they've got some role players that can step up there, and I think they're going to be okay. Also, a nice second-half play on the Dallas Mavericks over, who were dominating inside but managed to make a nice comeback and get me over the hump there on the team total. I think it was 54.
All right, so before we get to the football game in California tonight, and just for the record, we were where's Waldo? Or what's the other? Was it Carmen Sandiego or something like that? We're like, where's Paul Povey? I said, I don't even know what city he's going to be joining us, but Paul is in San Diego. So he is Carmen Sandiego here. Paul Povey's living a good life in San Diego. We'll get to the football game in California, Northern California in a moment, but NBA basketball tonight. I don't even know who the Bulls are going to be starting here tonight, dude. Like, you know, you got guys that are injured. Bobby Portis suspended for 8 games now. Mirotic is in the hospital with a busted up face. They're reaching for a starting five tonight. Their depth is going to be especially thin, but you know, Lauri Markkanen is going to be starting tonight out of the gate. What do you make of this? It's 13 though. You've got Oklahoma City laying 12.5, and then of course the Lonzo Ball debut against the Clippers tonight.
Well, if you put any stock in that preseason game, they were tied at 87 with Toronto. And then, of course, the Raptors went out to outscore him 38-17. And, yes, Markkanen's going to start. He's from Finland. No NBA experience. But I do like Justin Holiday. He was a plus 54, plus minus in the preseason. And I think he's really stepped up his game. And Jerry and Grant, the problem with him is he's a Knicks cast off a Phil Jackson mistake. And he's not very good at dishing out the basketball. Only about 2 assists per game. And you're going to need that kind of ball movement there to compete. And the Raptors, look, they've got to step up this year. This team's getting older. No more excuses. Kyle Lowry, he's amped his game up the last 2 years, 22 per, but he's 31 years old. DeRozan, 27 points a game in 35 minutes. And now Jonas, is in his fifth year. So no more excuses for the Raptors. This has got to be their year.
I can't disagree with you. I'm a Raptor fan. I've defended them in the past, but I'll give this unit 2 years. You know, you got this year, and listen, they just signed, so hopefully they don't get complacent. But if it doesn't work this year, okay, maybe going into next year, and then you make changes. But I can even see it happening after this year as well. But, you know, the Raptors, to me, Paul, they're going to win. You know, their win total is 48.5. I think they'll go over that. They'll win 52, 53 games, and then they'll probably get bounced in the second round of the playoffs. They just don't have that next level. You know, I'm curious to see if Norman Powell can take that next step and really, you know, become a consistent player for them. If Valanciunas could become a better player, like he has star potential, but he hasn't grabbed it. I like the draft pick out of Indiana. They're a good team, but I don't know if they have that next level.
I agree with you. And Valanciunas, look, again, 5 years in the league now, and he's a monster on the offensive boards at 2.8. But they're just going to need these guys to step up during crunch time. Lowry's had his issues in the postseason. I'm rooting for him. They cashed a few tickets for me a few seasons ago. I'm not willing to go over that 48 at this point, but I'm going to be rooting for the Toronto Raptors.
How bad are the Knicks? Are they going to get tattooed tonight? Is Oklahoma City going to run the score up here? If you had to lay the points in one of these games, which one would you do it?
Well, I wouldn't do it against my Knicks because I think they're going to be a better team. And as the cliche goes, addition by subtraction. Initially, I think they'll be a little bit uncomfortable that Carmelo Anthony isn't on the court. Kind of like when you break up with your girlfriend, you may question yourself a week later. But down the road, you're going to realize it was a great decision. He's a ball stopper. He didn't get back on defense. And now you're going to have some players that are really going to be keen knowing they're going to get the basketball. I like the signing of Hardaway, which incidentally came 10 days after Phil Jackson was released. He really amped up his game. 9 points a game on average for Hardaway, including his two seasons with the Knicks last year. 14.5, 45% from the field, and half of his shots came from beyond the arc. I think they're going to have some decent players there. Canner, of course, offensive force, 21 minutes a game, 14 points last year. But does he play defense? I think they're going to be a fun team to watch, and I'm looking forward to good things from the Knicks going forward.
It's actually it's interesting. Cantor going back to Oklahoma City, actually. The over might be worth a look here. It should be an up-tempo, faster-paced game. We've seen not a lot of defense being played in the first couple of nights here in the NBA. We've only got 2 minutes, Paul, so quickly on the Clippers and Lakers, and then we'll get to the Chiefs and Raiders game. You know, numbers climbing right now up to 6 with the Clip show.
Well, I think the Clippers, again, I think they're going to have a decent season. The problem with the L.A. Clippers is going to be the questions as it relates to injuries, because Patrick Beverley is a great signing at the point. He's a stopper, and they have scoring in Gallinari, who last 2 years has averaged 19 points per game, and prior to that, only 15 or 14. But Patrick Beverley's only averaged 63 games a year for the prior four. And then you have Blake Griffin and his injury problem. So if these guys can stay healthy, I think the Clippers are going to be a solid team this year. And as far as tonight goes, hey, I think they're a better team. Would I lay 6? I'm not one to lay 6 on the road in the NBA, but really this isn't a road game. So I'd be inclined to go with the Clippers.
Yeah, you're right. That's the one caveat of that. Same arena. It's not really. You know, technically, the Laker fans will be there. All right, we've only got a minute, unfortunately. Chiefs, Raiders tonight. Contrarian play on the Raiders, or are you buying into the public side here with the Chiefs?
All I could say is Marshawn Lynch better do something here because he's been disappointing. And the Chiefs, as I pointed out last week on the show, they let up 4.6 yards a rush. And I expected Le'Veon Bell to have a solid game, and he did. He delivered on the over in terms of prop yardage. And this is a game where the Raiders have to run the ball because last year, Derek Carr was not successful against his team throwing the football. In fact, one game, 17 of 41 for 115 yards. So you better run the football, especially since your defense has not stepped up this year. They're going to have to score some points to win. I think I'll take a pass on this game, Gabe. I think the Chiefs will score some points, but it should be competitive.
Paul Bovey, always a pleasure, Paul. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Gabe.
Paul Bovey with us. Joe Lisi will join us next. We're going to shift gears. We're going to talk some college football.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at rotoexperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. As you can see, we're sitting in a kick-ass great chair here. And I'm not just saying this. I'm going to get one of these for my home. And they're exactly right. Sit better, work harder, game longer. I don't like the work harder part. I like the sit better part. Basically, it's like George Costanza said in Seinfeld when he talked about playing in cotton, when he told Showalter, if they're more comfortable, they'll feel better. Therefore, they'll play better. And look how good this show has been. Yeah, haven't you noticed the show's been better over the last couple of days? It's all due to the DX racer. And the camera two Drew just went like this when I said, haven't you been able to tell? Maybe if the camera angles were better, Drew, you know, the show would be better. These people are unbelievable. Like, if I could like throw things at the people I work with, I definitely would. But I wouldn't throw this DX Racer chair because I like it too much. I like the green one's cool, but I'm partial to this blue one, actually. DX Racer, great chair. You can go over to DX Racer to find the right chair for you. Use promo code FANTASY2017. FANTASY2017, you get 15% off your chair order. And you know what? After the show, I'm going to look into this and I'm going to take advantage of the 15% deal because I'm not getting a free one, unfortunately. Let's bring in Joe Lisi right now. GoForTheTwo.com, co-host of College Football Today with Rich Sermonello. Every Saturday morning from 9 to noon, I join the boys with my best bets twice during the program. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Gabe, how are you? Love the DX Racer chairs. Feel like Batman in them on Saturday mornings.
You know, they're great. Like you said, it's like Batman, very futuristic, but very comfortable as well. And like I said, you know, it's hard to do a show if you're uncomfortable, right? Yeah, they're great.
Exactly.
I got to get one, you know, for my late night podcast, man, because I'm on all the time. All right, so let's jump in here and blast through some football games. Tonight, Memphis and Houston on the board. Memphis coming off that big win against Navy. Meanwhile, Houston got beat up by Tulsa last week. Houston were 3-point favorites, but the money's coming in on the Tigers. What do you think of the game? Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Memphis. I think the momentum continues after that victory last week against Navy. You look at Houston, they got blown out on the road by Tulsa 45-17. This is a defense that's not playing with a physicality in 2017 under Major Applewhite. And I like Riley Ferguson in this matchup. Memphis is averaging 310 passing yards per game. They're also rushing for 180 yards on the ground. I think they win a double-digit victory later tonight against Houston.
Yeah, Riley Ferguson played well last week. I hope there's not a letdown after that Navy game on this short week, but national television, big game, 5-1 right now. And like you said, this just isn't the same. This just isn't the same Houston Cougar team right now in the post Greg Ward, post Tom Herman era. Tennessee and Alabama. Listen, normally we don't talk a lot of Alabama games, but I don't want to shortchange them just because they happen to be 36-point favorites every week. But now they're 36-point favorites against Tennessee. So not much to say about this game, but I wanted to bring them up.
Yeah, it's an intriguing battle. I mean, Alabama's won 10 straight over Tennessee. The last Volunteer victory came October 21st, 2006. They won that ball game 16-13. This game is going to come down to Alabama's ability to run the football. They're averaging 302 yards on the ground, and Tennessee's defense is giving up 242 rushing yards. per game this season. I think Alabama wins, but I would take the big points here. It is a rivalry game. Even though Garantano got his feet wet last week, I expect them to make some plays against that Alabama defense, and I think Tennessee does cover this number, but ultimately Alabama wins the game convincingly.
You know, we're getting to the point where, you know, you almost have to blindly take these teams against Alabama, but not just quite yet. You know, Alabama can name their score, so I guess, you know, do they want to win 55-7 or do they get bored and sort of sleepwalk through the game and only win by 30 or so? So Michigan and Penn State, here's a very big football game in the Big Ten for the national championship picture. Penn State are laying 9.5. I'm a Michigan fan, and normally when I'm getting this type of points in my team, I'm all over it. I'm having a hard time making a case for Michigan in this game, even to hang around.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the series perspective, Michigan's won three straight over Penn State by 18.6 points per game, but Penn State is coming out of a bye week. I think they have the more balanced offense. I'm just not sold on Michigan's ability to stretch that Penn State defense vertically. And when you're playing at night in Happy Valley, I still think Penn State's the most complete team in the Big Ten. I think they cover this number, Gabe. It could be a seven-point game much of the way, but in the end, I do feel that Penn State covers this number in the fourth quarter.
Jim Harbaugh hasn't won a big game yet since he's been in Michigan. I guess what? They beat Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl. But, you know, 1-4 against Ohio State and Michigan State. One win against Michigan State. You know, this is a big game. I mean, if Harbaugh could win this game, it'd be massive for the program and put them right back into the title picture. But I don't see it coming right now. USC and Notre Dame, another massive game with national championship implications. To me, this Notre Dame team's better than people give them credit for, actually. Doesn't seem like people want to give Notre Dame any love this year. Their only loss is a one-point loss to a damn good Georgia team. So USC and Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, -3.5.
Yeah, I really like this game. I really like USC in this matchup. Notre Dame's won three of the last five over USC by 7.6 points per game. If you look at Notre Dame's five wins this year, Gabe, it's come against opponents with a combined overall record of 14-20 or 411 winning percentage. You look at USC's six wins, those have come against opponents with a combined overall record of 21-19 or 525. I think USC has the more explosive offense. They're passing for 296 yards through the air, and Notre Dame has given up 231 passing yards per game, but they haven't played an offense like USC in terms that will stretch them vertically. I think USC gets a double-digit victory here. I really like the speed of USC Saturday night in South Bend.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds here. Syracuse and Miami. Miami are 16.5-point favorites. I think the point spread's too high. People expect a big letdown for the Cuse after the Clemson game, but these kids have been very competitive on the road against good teams. It's a little ambitious. You were seeing Miami. They struggled to win that game last week against Georgia Tech. Miami are good, but they shouldn't be laying 17 points good.
Yeah, it's a rivalry game dating back to the Big East days. I just like Malik Rozier, his ability to throw over the top of Syracuse defense. That's the way you have to beat the Orange. I do feel that Miami has the speed to win this ball game convincingly. I'll lay the points with the Hurricanes Saturday afternoon.
All right, so check out Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. I join him at 10:39 and 11:39 with my best bets. It's always a pleasure. Check out Joe's website, gophertheto.com. Thanks, Joe.
Love the show, Gabe. Anytime.
We'll be back out with our plays of the day. We got a lot of them.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at RotoExperts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
All right, it's time for our plays of the day. And unlike other times when we have a lot of time, I don't have a lot of time today, so let's get right down to business. Give me the Raiders plus +3. That's right. I said it. Give me the Raiders plus +3. I like to be different, all right? I'm a follower, not a leader. Everybody likes the Chiefs. I like the Raiders tonight. Upset special. Give me the Raiders plus the points. Derek Carr, over 20.5 completions. Let's get it. I'm not dumb. I might be betting on the Raiders, but I've got some insurance policies in place. Kareem Hunt, over 90.5 rushing yards. Love this prop the best, actually. Over 4.5 sacks. Alex Smith is mobile, but he runs into sacks. Derek Carr, not mobile. Let's go over to 4.5. Long field goal, over 44.5. L.A. Dodgers are going to finish off the series tonight with the claw. The claw. Clayton Kershaw gets it done, minus 165. I don't like basketball teasers, but I want to get some action in on these games tonight. And the Bulls don't even have five players to put on the court. Oklahoma City are going to mess the Knicks up, so let's do a five-point teaser there. Give me the Clippers minus the point and some college football. Love Memphis. It's 2.5 now. Buy it up to 3. Over 60. May the winners be yours.